Watkins Wright Hairdressing and Beauty on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
The colour market is massive. It's grown and grown throughout the last sort of 10, 15 years, and I would say it's really high at the minute. As a percentage-wise, we're a salon that cater for men and children, and I would say 50% of our female clientele have colour, so it's very, very high. There's a lot of myths about colour. Over the years, it's massively changed. From when I first came into hairdressing, it was a very harsh, permanent colour. There wasn't an awful lot of options. There's so many more options open to you now with colour. Really, starting from the old-fashioned permanent that we used to have, down to colours that just wash out gradually out of your hair, highlights, lowlights, there's lots of different types of ways of having colour now without having that commitment of having to come back and constantly have your roots topped up again.
We all know that we can go down to Boots and buy in a box, and these pictures on the front, they all look like they've had magic from this box and it's become the colour they want. But what is the difference between what that quality is and what actually professional colour is when you come to somewhere like Watkins Wright and get it done professionally?
What happens when you go and you buy your colour from the supermarket is that that colour that you're putting on your hair, every person who buys it has a different base colour. So I could go in and buy a colour to be light brown, and I'm quite dark naturally. You could go in and you're blonde. So we have two totally different bases, yet that colour that we buy, we're both going to put on. So the difference on your hair and my hair is going to be absolutely immense, and that's when it goes wrong. You can't just put a colour on and expect the colour to come out that colour. You need to understand what it's going on and what the underlying tones of your hair are to achieve the proper colour. So in order to cover every eventuality, they're going to put the harshest, strongest peroxide in that colour to try and lift me to a blonde, where actually you're blonde anyway and you don't need that harshness. So you're actually putting something on your hair that is far too harsh for your hair. So, you know, we train for 5 years, it's a long time. And colour, there's a lot to learn in colour. So it's so important to go to the salon and get the right advice and, you know, we do free consultations across the 5 salons. So come in, have a consultation, find out what's right for you. Don't go buying your box dyes.
And from box hair disasters, what's on trend at the minute? What are people going to? Is there a colour direction of the moment?
Well, at the moment, there's masses of grey hair, which everybody's having, all ages. It looks fabulous. What people don't realise is that most of the grey hair is coloured grey. There's not very many models out there, actually. There's a few who were very lucky and have got lovely grey, but most are coloured. So all of the companies have all brought out these fabulous ranges of silvers and cobalt grey, all these grey colours, which are amazing. The disadvantage with them is that if you are, again, darker, your hair's got to be lightened to put that on, so it's not as easy as just coming in and popping a grey colour on. We've got to get it light before we put the grey on. The other thing that's on trend are the bright colours. There's a lot of peaches, lovely pinks, lovely lilacs, lovely blues, lovely greys, which are amazing. But again, going back to what I was saying about knowing what you're putting on, the base has got to be white. Because if you think about trying to put a blue onto dark hair or a blue onto blonde hair, the result is going to be totally different. So you've got to make the hair nearly white before you put these colours on to get the true colour. It's a great look and it's fun and it's fab, but it does take a lot of looking after and it does take a lot of upkeep.
Now, what we've seen generally over the past, I don't know, decade is an increase when it comes to everything, actually, food, drink, is the taking out of chemicals and the making of it all wholesome and organic.
Yeah.
And you said earlier that's something that's also happened to colour for hair.
Absolutely. When I first came into hairdressing, a permanent colour was permanent. It took every single little bit of your natural hair away. And over the years, I've watched it with the new regulations. I've watched colour get less and less chemical. Like everything else, like you say, the manufacturers have recognised this, that people want something more natural, more organic, and quite a lot of the companies have brought out their own range. We use a range from Holland, and they have a called So Pure, and it's beautiful. The disadvantage with it doesn't cover every single bit of your grey. So if you are somebody who wants every tiny grey hair covering, it isn't going to do that. But what it does is it blends it in beautifully. It's really, really gentle on the hair. The colours are really subtle and soft, and it leaves the hair in amazing condition.
If somebody is looking for that and they have maybe hair that they're not quite happy with, or maybe they've always stuck to one colour or they've never gone colour, is it something that they can come and sit down with you and say, what should I do, where should I go?
Absolutely. The 5 salons that we've got across North Yorkshire, we all do free colour consultations. So somebody just needs to either ring one of the salons or book online and just have a consultation. Come in and we'll spend half an hour going through the books, giving you the different alternatives, showing you all the colour ranges and explaining exactly what we need to do, what it's going to look like, how it needs looking after, the whole works. We've got Thirst Salon, we've got Great Ayton Salon, we have Kirby Moorside, Borough Bridge and Knaresborough.
Now, every single time you are on, you do a bit of a handy hint for us, a hairy hint.
Watkins Right. What to do right.
And this week it is...
a hairbrush. I have many clients who come in and I cut the hair and I talk them through how to dry it. And it's quite amazing how many people are using the wrong brush for their hair. So I see somebody trying to do a lovely smooth bob with a round brush. So a circular brush with bristles all the way around it. With a lovely smooth bob, you would not use that brush. You would use what we call like a paddle brush or a flat brush to get smooth hair. For something that we want to curl, we would use the round brush. But what I would say again, because there are so many brushes out there, there's so any supermarket you go into, there's an array of brushes. Talk to your hairdresser. Once you've had your hair blow dried, say to the hairdresser, for me to maintain this at home and dry it with utmost ease, what is the correct brush? And most salons do sell brushes. If they don't find a salon that does, we do. And ask the advice and get the right brush, because it makes a huge difference to how easy it is to style your own hair.
Watkins Right Hairdressing and Beauty on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.